Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And wild we are. I hope you're ready. This is Jethro at 516-453-6081. We have a lot of questions, a lot of time. It's been good for those individuals who've been contacting me through my website at www.jethro.com. I do want to work a little bit today with different individuals that are contacting through, and make sure you understand we have only a limited time sometimes for radio. So you get a piece of the reading, and I want to thank all of you for all your positive feedback. And thank you, congratulations. Yes, I am a grandpa here, in fact, and those of you who know those pictures of the twins there on Facebook. I am Jethro Smith. I was born with the gift of being able to see aura, and then after a drowning experience at a young age, I was able to hear, sense, and work with the clairaudience and others. I'm going to continue to work with those that are contacting us today. We have a really fun variety of emails and fun things that we do here. One of them is that the reason we're so wild is we give you prizes for just contacting us and saying, hey, I'm out here with it. Well, the best part of it is that you will get it, but you have to go to my site at psychicjethro.com, scroll down to the bottom, and put in your information. Check your mail so that, you know, it's the correct thing. I have had a lot of prizes that people have won sent back or different things, so we do need to have that. Due to the experience with the happening, we are sending out a few necklaces, different prizes. We have a couple of individuals who won some gift cards and books and other things. Some of the necklaces that we have, and $125 reading with me, Psychic Jethro, one of the lucky listeners. So you put in, and I had people tell me, how many times I put in, as soon as you feel like it, because that's a really good thing about it. We do a random one here, and because of the psychics, I put the names in computer-based, and it will pick out one of the names and the email, or read it over the air. So whatever name you want to use, whatever you think, will be going to read out, and then you confirm with me at, you know, as I sent to you an email to the email that you put in. Those of you connecting today, we talked about angels, can you hear me? You're having a darn time connecting to me. Those of you who are not getting your full messages or getting misrepresented messages, a lot of our audience, because the chakras are not only doing their work. You hear oftentimes psychics come in or intuitive, you need to be cleansed, you need energy. These are simple things you can be doing at home. These are things that are there. Never go with someone who's offering to do this with a mountain. You can do some of this and most of this always on your own unless you have other activity in your house. In that case, you need a house cleanser or someone to work to get those energies gone. If I'm talking about spiritually not getting that relationship, working out with things. Now, as we do a lot of Zoom, I do Google Duo, other things to make sure I see you, make the contact. You want to get that with your phone, but not as present as if you can do it through a computer or something to see. One of the guys know is the vowels and working with toning. You've heard us do this for several years. Patty talks about it. She's our phenomenal here and has talked with it and helped with a lot of people manifest getting those dreams to come through. We're coming into a landscape, so you definitely want to be doing that. You want to be connecting with your guides, whether it's a 15-20 minute ordeal, or if you have a chance with one of us master people to get with us, have some work done with light, do some balancing, do secret work, because we can help you with it when we can do in your location. But once again, I say a lot of this you can do on your own. For those of you interested, you want to have JETHROHELPS at gmail.com. I will send you a few things I have, emails that will help you going. I am out of contact about wanting to do the show, and I would love that. Those of you wanting to do that, same way, contact me through there. Let's set up a time. A couple of guests are going to come on. We're looking forward to having you guys on. Just work with me. Get it set, get a thing there. I do request that you take some lessons with me in class, so I want to see you on Zoom. We do our class on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So those of you can find that in your schedule. If you control 6 p.m., now time 5, 4 p.m. It is an hour and a half. It's affordable. We work it together because we want to be able to read back and forth and be able to connect. This is a fun show, and I want to thank all of you for Psychics Gone Wild through all of our years. We're celebrating here over nine years successfully doing that. So those of you who are in this intuitive or wanting to work with this and other things, we're welcoming individuals right now who have different companies. Let's say you want to talk about identified flying objects, want to talk about energy you have a book out there. If you've worked with a lot of shaman, worked with the ley lines or different grounds, we're very much connected to that. Want to know who's really healthy. Those of you who are working with manifesting, who've done some of that and have some things out, I encourage those who are authors to contact me. We will promote this. We always give away a book, so you will have one of your books given away to one of our wonderful books, which we're going to get to in this effect. Thank you, guys. I have a lot of phones on here, so we're trying to get through and give you a minute. How I like to read it is I like you just to give me permission of your name. And if you have a significant question, you're allowed, you know, to just, I'm calling about the. If you want to have just a casual read, be prepared. Generally, the guides will go to your health. They'll go to other things. They'll say, this is here. You want to get more in depth. It's like asking and knocking on the door. Okay, what's up with this energy happening this next couple months? And then they'll start the reading for you. I'm just letting you know, and those of you know with me, this I welcome all of you. This is the time to get that reading that you can with me or with making sure that you're getting that connection so you know I'm out. Those of you who know that I've lived around the United States for quite a few years, now I'm in California, so those of you who are able to come, you know we're doing that. We also were encouraging people that wanted to connect that we're doing the psychic circle in person, but we are wearing masks due to COVID and variables and making sure. So those of you who cut in, time to get into this perfect time, and I welcome all of you. We want to put out a little vibration there to our friends and people there in Georgia. Those of you who I'm talking with, the help is through some things. We're putting prayers and light behind you too. We love our third angel and know that you guys are going to get through this. This is not an easy time, but the help and situation that are going on in Georgia. Helpful people contacting. And this is Jethro. I hope you're having a good time. Let's do a little fun here. And I welcome our first caller up today. We have a caller here going in. We got 347. How are you doing today, 347?
I'm good. I'm so glad to be talking to you, Jethro. How are you?
Good. I'm really glad that you got in on our phone. You were one of the first ones in. And I know that it's a little difficult. I'm just half as meant to be. Have I read for you before?
One time, but I don't talk to you as much as I would like to, but not privately, and I didn't want that to.
No problem. You know, and it works out with the energies. If you'll give me permission by saying your full name, and then I feel like there's a couple things that are going on with you, but I feel like you have some things, so give me your name and birth date, if you don't mind.
Yes. My name is Tanika, and date of birth is 9378.
Thank you, Tanika. I saw some really energies right now going. I feel like you're feeling a sensation, but there's something here with relationships, people. I saw there's some things connect, like you're really trying to reconnect with you, that you make the right decisions. Something here. That's why I asked you because I felt familiar and I was happy. The guy said, you need to read her. I feel like something has went on where you're trying to find that real strong strength of where, what's going to be the next situation. You have some here, you know, is what I'm talking about.
Your phone is breaking up a little bit. What did you say?
The vendors say that there's been some relationship things going that's trying to connect you into really having what you want.
Yeah, the last time I spoke to you was about love, and I still want to know about that thing, but what's going on with me now is job. Like, I am about to just, I'm about ready to just leave my current job. Now, the job has good benefits and good pay, but I can't take it anymore with the people there. And I've been going on interviews. I have a slew of them tomorrow. I don't know if I'm making the right decision, the wrong decision, or if this is really going to happen, but you might be picking up on that. I feel like I'm just ready to just jump, you know. So I don't know what you see.
I saw that change. I mean, I do feel that. I do feel that. When it was ironic, that's what the guys were first talking about with the people. I feel that you've outgrown that there, and it's not comfortable. I also saw success elsewhere. I saw you have more potential than you are, and trying to get yourself over has been a little conflicting until that's going to open here this month, like a connection to putting in some things, finding something that is – we don't want you to go from the fire is what I felt like. Some of the jobs you've looked, they're just – it's got to be a time, and it's something that's positive for you.
Right. I know. And the jobs I've been applying to, like the ones I'm going to go to tomorrow, I know that they are going to pay less, and it's going to be a hassle to get to, whereas the one I have now pays well, and it's a walk. I just have to walk up the block, but I can't take it there anymore. I don't want to be stagnant. I want success. I want change, though. Like, I don't want to be stagnant, you know, and I'm not happy there.
I agree with you, and that's the thing here. If I got your email and you put it on my site, I'll say the time, because what that's going to do is to do a vibration, do an energy. It's going to have the guides connect you to this thing that's going to be good in a paying job that you go something different. Because I feel like whatever's happened, it's going to get worse. It looks like people are deliberately looking for, you know, things to go at each other. It's a very negative, toxic place, is what I'm feeling. You know.
Yeah,
I know. You know, you've got the job. It's not you. It's the people there. And I did feel that what they're showing me is we need to connect into something here where this job is a little more there, and then to be able to go over. Now, talk to me. Is it manager? What exactly would you see the title that you're looking at right now?
I would love to go into something like management or assistant management or administrative, because I know I have the capabilities, and I know what, you know, how to keep up good work ethic in a workplace. So I'm looking for something like that.
That's what I felt. I feel like that there's where we need to have that, because they showed me it'd be a month and a half. We're looking for August, September. I saw a little bit of other things happening. I also feel that part of putting you isn't what's going on with the economy. It's just that now the jobs are opening, things are going to be coming. There is something coming. That's what I keep hearing. And I asked them, you know, is this going to be through the computer? I said, yes, you go through. You'd be interviewed. You go. And I saw you being able to do the experience over where you're working both at home and able to do that, because I feel that's the key is you're a very good self-motivated worker. The place that is using you.
Yeah, right. I mean, the jobs I have interviews for tomorrow, they're all in retail, and I was in retail for years and hurt my feet, but I was good at it. I know that's kind of like risky for me to go back in it at my age, because it's kind of like a younger person's market kind of to do that kind of thing, but at least I felt like I shined more, and I'm just so miserable where I am. Like, the people can't stand me. I have no voice, and I keep thinking, is now the right time, Shirley? Now, or, you know, I keep telling myself, you know, like, should I leave? And I never do it. So now I'm just like, I can't wait any longer. I don't want to wait any longer, you know. And I know retail's not the best, especially to go into for the holiday season. That's misery, but I can't. The feeling I have here couldn't get any worse, you know.
I agree with you. That's what I'm seeing. And then I was taking some of the resources later for you. I feel like you may make a job now, but then turn around and find something better comes in for you. Resource the other. And what I saw was, it's not even the finance too. It's the fact that you already went through that experience. For you, you know, you're a good person, you've got this out, but you need to be in a management, something in administration, that kind of level that I saw. And I did see that happening. Like, there's me at the end of the month, and that's what I get, Mika. I'm feeling that real strong. I did feel like that you've got some connections in right now, what you're in, that you could go for something up, and they would realize your potential is what I thought was going to happen.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing that you said? The phone broke up.
I don't know, in Wallergy, it's at Lionsgate. They said there would be something that you got in with a company that once you accepted it into the job, then you would work your way through into some administration or manager. who do have a lot of experience. I think they're also the ones, someone with your maturity, handles some of this, the job that's there. It just happened to be around, and I this like a month and a half is what they work it, and then you get something done.
Oh, gee, that's what I'm hoping for, you know, to get in a job where they recognize me and appreciate me and will move me up. Because today I emailed Human Resources once again and asked, you know, can I transfer to Florida where I want to move to, or can I transfer out of this department at least? And they're like, nope, you can't transfer until April 2022 now because of something on your record. I'm like, you have to be joking. I don't, there's no way.
Not. It's if they put something, they're just trying to hold you and use you there is what I feel. So I feel different companies, something that can put you in something different, what I feel. I got to go. Thank you for calling. I'm wishing you the best. Look, you can always email me through hopes@gmail.com. I'll try to help you there.
Yeah. Are you available this weekend to talk private or no?
I am available Saturday. I have some on the I'm not sure the schedule right off. I know I've got some open time Saturday when I'd like to go on there, and I definitely would help to get out of that mess, you know.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about relationship and love. Do you work on Sunday too?
I don't Sunday. This is when I rest. I'm very Christian. I take that day spiritual and get recouped for the week. But I would love to talk to you, you know, Saturday. And if not, then I've got, you know, times the next week. And we're going to get this going. I got to go. Thank you, and you have a good day.
Thanks. I'll keep listening. I'll email you.
Thank you. Welcome. Those of you calling, this is like it's gone. It's fun to talk to you guys. I want to thank all you guys that are texting in. Hang on, 2035. We've got still a few more time going here on the minutes with that fair. Marquita is writing me here, and I want to teach you, Marquita, about the cliche for love and a new relationship. And the person did come through. She makes a joke. She actually makes cookies out there in where she's. And she's very happy the fact that his business is going. So from what I see on the pictures and what I'm reading on my email here, I do feel this is going to be good. I do feel that you may ask someone else with a little bit of finances because you're a little strapped on this one. They said go to a little bit better of a small business one there. I did feel that they will put that. And no, you're not going to have to put all your things in with it. But the cook store is going to be going and flourishing is what I see for you. So I thank you guys for contact. We're going to grab that phone again. We're really having a little bit of wild energy. Thank you guys for hanging off. The phone's going crazy. 516-453-6081-720. I'm next. How are you? This is Jethro.
Hello. I'm just wondering what you see for me for my job that I'm going to be going into.
No problem. Can I get your first name? I have permission to read.
Laura. Laura.
Very good. Laura, I saw the job you're going. There seems to be something that's happening really what's good. I felt like that you're I feel like you're going to really be happy is what I saw. I saw that there's something there of Christ that you're looking at. I do feel like you're a better worker than they have had is what I'm feeling. There's been something about the job you're there. There's other people dealing with each other. I feel like you're a welcome addition. I'm a little nervous about they said, when do you start? When's your starting day?
Monday.
Oh my gosh. It's I saw that I felt there was like that you're gonna be there handling, but I feel like you end up later even looking at something else. I feel like something else may come along a little later and here's an opportunity and get a little confusion there about is this where I need to be or is this where I need to be? You have a lot of potential is what I'm feeling.
I do, and this is really under my potential, but I'm just doing something that maybe will make me happy instead of the money. Does that make sense?
It does, and I'll just write on what's going on with what's happening, taking time to get away and make yourself talk. I did feel that you go with, and I saw some really intense things going, Laura, as you're in there, you're good, you're handling it, and then I saw the other job where you will go around and work something else. I feel like there's a lot of potential. I feel that part of why they hired you is that they had to move you somewhere within this and working on things they've got. You know, you got a little sad here. I feel like there's a little bit of like you stuck up for yourself, and when does somebody else stick up for me? You know what I'm feeling?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really also heard guides that's better for you.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Some bad things start really happening as you use this subject. of wanting you to do well so they can look at what they're doing or something. You have some kind of connection here with the relative that's trying to, you're the supporter or you're the one that's going to, like, you doing something different now. They can look at things and it's caused stress, as I thought.
Okay, so I support them, but I kind of look at it differently. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. But they're going to see the potential and then, like, give me more, basically?
Yeah. Yes, that's what they're telling me. And isn't that long a time? That's what they're telling me. And I thank you for calling in. I definitely
thank you, thank you. Thank you.
You
have a wonderful night.
You too, Laura. Those of you helping. We're having a little technical, so I'm having the phones do a little bit. I apologize to you guys. I'm going through kind of quicker than even usual because of my love. I love the fact that we got in. I love the fact that to me got in. We got to get this connected call. Went into some work here. Make sure that you know that we are doing things for everybody. We're putting together some really positive intent for those who would like to have that place kind of with us. And those of you who know not able to do the Zoom, we do that 4 p.m. Saturday. So make sure you kind of get, you want to do some work, we're going to stand together. We are working on cases, we call them, we're working on things. So a little just like work for those of you that are really interested. And I'm going to put a hey out there for those of you right now. Yes, Jan is out there in Vegas doing work and connecting. So if you have a chance, you know, write her, talk with her, see how she is. You know, Jen, but Vicky, we love dearly those connecting with the family here right in Chester. We miss having the monopoly that we used to have on Psyches and Wild. Thank you. That's a lot to me. We did a lot of contests, and what we used to do is we would have a monopoly where whichever you were in, you could pick your psychic and go for prizes, and then, you know, we give out those prizes to you. We'll bring that back to you. We're just, I say we, but me and my organization, my group, the person helping me, and new psychics coming in that you guys will get to do, we'll be doing some of that. So we want to thank you. I apologize if you guys have a lot of technical difficulties. We go ahead and today close here a little 5 minutes early because we've got some other things clicking. If you can't get in the 516-436-0811, definitely go to Psychic Suggest or do things. I do need a picture, so if you guys are doing it for aura, it's very difficult to just read the. I encourage you, Mark, to me at JethroHelpsG.com. Give me pictures of the people. I see that you have two relationships. There's been some other connections going there. You want to make sure that I see the aura so I can tell you the name and the things there. Even the birth date. You almost know if you've ever read astrology, but you get wonderful sun signs together and it doesn't work. So I need a picture because I need aura is what I'm trying to do. So I'm going to welcome you to get to me at JethroHelpsG.com. We're going to go to there real quick, right before the last minute. We've got our prize winner. We're putting them in here. And it's Tanya Dina. And she has won herself a necklace. And so we'll send that to her. She will be getting that prize. So I hope that you really enjoyed the show today. And those of you in, tune in again. We'll be back. Here we're going with you. I know a lot of you guys are trying to get in and see with me. I've had some of you say the system is really easy. Well, keep it very simple. All you have to do is go to psychicjethro.com, get in, go to schedule limits, find the time that works, and go right in and then we'll, you know, do a lot of you ask. And like I was earlier, I do Zoom, I do things where we're really, you know, kind of encouraging and seeing people right now with the different variants that are going on. And I'm sure everyone's healthy. And you come. So I will do it, you know, through phone, through Zoom. We still get to see each other, get to work, and I really encourage all of you to get with me. And I will be in Sacramento doing the Spirit Expo, and that still is the thing, but that's still there. We feel it's going to be, so we'll be doing those meetings up there. And then we'll be in Tampa, Florida in November. So those of you Body, Mind, exposes the fairs that I do, and you'll see them. Look for Psyche Jethro, and I welcome all of you to say hi. And we'll be giving away prizes there again. Doing Psyche Scott in a while. So I love it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wish we had a little more with it and get the phones a little better when we get a little better internet and things going. Love Blog Talk Radio. Thank all of you for coming and contacting.